Hi, Rob.
Yes.
Hey, it's Mark. How you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. Are we alone today?
I think so, unless they join on or something. But I spoke to that guy, Will, and
oh,
I talked to him a little half hour ago. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Yeah. So, I have a list of questions here that I'm going to go through with you, if that's okay.
That's the way it's supposed to work. Congratulations.
Perfect. Okay, great. So the first thing is, let's see, you'd asked me to go through my top 30 clients, and I did that, Rob, just to look to see, the professions that they were in, like top 30 retired clients or close to retired clients.
Yep.
And I did that, and... let's see. I came up with kind of an interesting conclusion, but I think that was to kind of dig into the niches a little bit or the target.
Yeah.
Eventually. Okay.
Yeah.
What I pulled from that, Rob, is interesting is that probably about of 30 clients, about 6 or 7 of them are, pretty successful computer industry people, software industry people, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Created kind of interesting conversation with a client of mine this morning that I told him about Supernova. So, but I went ahead and did that, and certainly if there's any pattern or any niche there, it looks like that is one of them anyways. And those are good clients too, as you're well aware. Those are good established.
Any from the same company?
Yes.
How many?
Yes. It's Microsoft, and I have two very good clients from Microsoft. Let me just put my glasses on and breeze through again. I don't think there's anyone else. Let me just see here. Gailey has Javier. No, it's two from the same company, I would say. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough to make a niche.
Is it?
Now,
okay.
Any particular department?
I don't know their departments per se. One of the guys who I'm pretty close with is very high up there. He's in the healthcare division of Microsoft, and he just signed on in another month or so. He's going to work for Google, so in the same role. So, but nonetheless, it's technology, I guess. And the other guy, I'm not sure what department he's in. I could find out, but.
But you see where I'm going.
Yeah, it seems like you're defining it by company and then by department or by where in the company they are, because they may have some meaningful introductions to have for me, I suppose, at some point.
Well, the idea is is to define what their role is, whether they're, whether they are a software engineer. That's
mm-hmm.
what's their kind of their profession, and then are they a department head or above, or
okay.
that particular group of healthcare professionals all qualified, meaning they all make the money that would make them a good prospect, or is it just because he's a department head? Then we have to look at department heads and above.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that makes sense.
Right.
Okay.
So now what's going to happen? And this is really important. Before he leaves, you need to meet with him. And you need to completely profile his associates.
Oh, interesting. Let me write this down, Rob. Here with me. So before Chris leaves, I'm going to Chicago. All right, you're booking my airlines for me. All right, so before Chris leaves, so meet with him to... do some fact finding. So basically, to find out about his department, like people he's been working with in his department, Rob.
Who would be a good fit for you of his associates?
Okay. So, all right. With him. Now, can this be something that, in terms of on a phone call before he leaves, this guy will help. This guy will definitely try and help me.
All right. You do the phone call, get the all list, right, and then go out and meet them.
Okay.
You've got nothing to lose here, and he's got nothing to lose. He's out of there. Right?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. So get the list of his I don't know, should I call them coworkers? What would I call them? Like when I'm talking to him, Rob, like
your associates. You know.
All right. And then okay. Now in terms of meeting with them, Rob, throughout your written and online material, you say meetings, but I think often they mean phone calls, you know. What would you say there? And let's say he gave me a few names of good people he's been working with that have some that fit my criteria.
You make a trip out there and you meet them.
And you meet them.
But think about it. You know, he gives you four names and you call them and you're in Boston and they're in Chicago and they're like, nah, I'm good. But mm-hmm. he says, no, I got this fabulous guy. I want you to meet him. He's coming out to meet with me. I want you to have lunch. Can you?
Oh, I see. Okay. So let me write and then book. Bear with me. I'm just taking a couple notes here. He tells his coworker. All right.
I mean, just think how little, you know, most people are getting no service
right.
from our industry.
Right.
They don't know what we do. They mm-hmm. do business online and they screw up, they buy the wrong stocks at the wrong time and mm-hmm. they're kind of a mess. But they mm-hmm. have money. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You bring plan, process, and rituals, 12-4-2, this whole thing to them, and they start to actually make money because they're not jumping all over the place.
No, that makes plenty of sense. So this kind of goes into my in terms of other niches here, Rob. I have a couple of good doctors on the books here. Nothing huge, but a couple of good doctors. Let's see, software.
Okay, what kind of doctors? You have two or three?
Let's see, doctor. I have two. One is in upstate New York that's in a practice with some other pretty wealthy doctors. He's a general practitioner. Okay. Well, I think he's actually internal medicine, I think.
Right. That's what they call general practitioners now.
Okay. All right, cool. So he's joining. The other one is him and his wife. They work for this, it's a clinic up here in Mass, up in Haverhill. They're very successful doctors. They work in a clinic. They make a decent amount of money. That's all I really know about them. They're tough to meet with because they work all the time, including weekends sometimes. But the other one in upstate New York, I'm going to introduce Supernova to. So my question is, whether it's the doctors, Rob, or the software guys and stuff, Supernova for them is going to start in January, but Chris is going to be gone the software guy is going to be gone probably the next couple of 2-3 weeks. When he leaves Microsoft, he still would be able to give me names, I would expect, right? I would think if I don't get this up and running, you know?
He can give you twice as many names.
Oh, you mean new company and old company, or are you saying all
new
old company?
New old company.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Right.
Okay.
Right? Think about
yep.
it, right? He leaves one. You can get all the mm-hmm. names there. And then he goes to the new one. He meets new people. Now, he's not going to have the influence in the new
sure.
company, but
mm-hmm.
he's going to help you. He can help you identify people that are qualified.
That's true.
And he
okay,
can talk
cool.
you up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And okay.
Now, the key, here's one of the keys. when we pick a niche, we want to pick a niche where there's the people are qualified. It's a gold mine. Okay, we used to yell, gold mine, okay?
Yeah.
When I was picking blueberries, we'd go into an area in the swamp and it'd be just filled with blueberries. We'd go, gold mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means that there's tons of blueberries here. Come. And, we can't pick enough before the mosquitoes kill us. So in this case, you go into Microsoft, you go, gold mine. You go into Google, gold mine, because everybody's making a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right. But at their level, too. At their level, they absolutely are. Yeah.
Not everybody in America is doing, is in areas that are making a ton of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are. They're the gold mine.
Right,
If you can get 10 people from Microsoft and 10 people from Google, it will change your life.
I believe that. I believe that, Rob. All right, so I've got to be smart about this. The other thing that came up, Rob, this is interesting. Not that I'm a product pusher, but the guy from Microsoft today said to me, hey, this sounds like a great thing that you I sound like you on your videos, Rob. This Supernova thing sounds like a great thing that you're doing, and I'm excited for you guys to be up to the next level. And he said to me, he said, Mark, I've been thinking maybe we should look at some of those private equity funds or venture capital funds that your firm might offer because I want to diversify a little bit into those areas. And I started thinking, And I started thinking like, we can do that, Rob. You got to be qualified 5 million and higher. But that's also a conversation that would be helpful, I think, with some of these future prospects that he might lead me on to. Say that we get into that area too, or should I keep products out of it, Rob? I don't know.
Well, you have got, we'll talk about the 24-month calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 24-month calendar gives you an opportunity to introduce products and services that you think are appropriate.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that. I did my calendar last night, the 24-month. I saw an investment discussion or something like that. I'm going to make a note of that, actually.
One of the topics is, making sure that all beneficiaries are correct. Well, that would be, that's a wonderful service you provide for them. Another one is long-term care. I had somebody go through and do long-term care for 100 people. They had 30 people, 30 of the 100 that wanted to do something.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's on there. That's on there. Yeah.
You introduce mortgages or debt financing, right? Obviously, that's something that you introduce that to 100 people. Their kids are going to need mortgages. Their buddy's going to need mortgages. You're going to open up two or three accounts doing that, and you're going to do probably 8 to 10 mortgages.
I hear you. I hear you. That's a big opportunity. Let's see here. Oh, hang on. Bear with me, Rob. I just want to...
So some are just pure service calls. Some are to make, some are planning calls, estate planning calls. Some end up being, when you're talking about allocation and risk management, then alternative investments have got to come up, right?
Right, absolutely. No, absolutely. Something happens similar to that, today. Let me ask you this. When I'm calling clients, let me jump ahead. When I'm calling clients, should I use the word, Supernova? I know it's in a couple of the scripts, Rob, as introducing the program to clients. I feel there's some value there because when their friend might say, who do you use for an advisor? And a client of mine says, my client uses this Supernova. So my question is, do you think there's value in using the word Supernova when introducing this to clients?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd send them the book. Send them the book.
Is that what? Send the clients the coaching guide? Oh no, the book. The book. Okay.
The book. Send them the book. I had a lawyer write up a he read the book. I think the original book. Yeah, it was the original book. And he wrote a testimonial. how much it helped him with his practice.
Huh.
As a lawyer.
Huh.
As a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that somewhere, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I have a doctor that has read my first book, and now he's going to read my second book, and he loves it.
Huh. Now, you can grab a lot from it. So the answer is yes. You know, you don't want to come across as some canned, you know, sort of program, but I think that using that word would be kind of interesting. Okay. Okay. Then I'll do that.
Right. And,
right.
And the idea, I mean, supernovas become synonymous with sort of the 80-20 rule.
Yes, I can.
Sort of synonymous with good service. So,
okay.
You know, it doesn't hurt to use it. I think
mm-hmm.
that, you know, some people don't want to use it because they don't want to be selling, you know, somebody else's product.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, how many people go out and hire a consultant to come in and look at their practice, and
right.
then, you know, from the investigation and the homework that the consultant did, you know, we came to these conclusions, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These
right.
were the conclusions that we, you know, we needed to up the level of service. We wanted to improve the number of contacts. We wanted to make sure everybody had a financial
mm-hmm.
plan. We want to introduce rapid response to your problems, 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that sound? Great. How are
mm-hmm.
you going to be able to do that? We can only do that with less than 100 clients. Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Am I one of them? Yes, you're one of them. You know,
oh,
we
yeah.
call this, see what I mean? And
yes.
we call this, you know, supernova service. It's really
mm-hmm.
something very different. You want to make it different than anything that they've had before, because
yes.
we don't give anonymously. We want to give, but we want to, in this case, make them understand that what they're getting has real value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not an upgrade to their service. It's a whole new world.
So going back to the Microsoft guy in Chicago, Rob, he hasn't experienced Supernova yet. Because our goal is to get this going in the next couple months. So, you know, he doesn't have that to talk to his coworkers about, but...
He will.
He will. He will.
He will.
Yeah, no, he will. You're right. So, okay.
So
maybe...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, maybe with him, I do wait a little bit, a little bit of time until the new year, where he's at Google. He still knows his Microsoft guys, and he's got a few new guys. You know, okay, I might not be impatient with this, Rob. I may wait until February, March, or something like that to really, you know, hit him with this. You know?
No. Go ahead and
no?
do it now. Microsoft guys are interested people. Okay, they're curious people.
Yes,
they'll be interested in how you use the scheduler. Where's that schedule? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll be interested
okay.
in the technology and how do you make all this work, and why do you use folders, and why do you still
right.
use folders? Why don't
so
you
you're
use
saying okay, so you're right. saying call them now. And okay, all right, I'm with you. All right,
call them now. Tell them what you're doing. I mean, why would you hold out on a good
oh.
prospect?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when this is a guy that can tell your story. And likes you already.
Oh, he definitely likes me. It's just that he hasn't experienced a supernova yet. But when I get a prospect on the phone, you're saying then I can say, here's what we do, 20, you know, 12-4-2,
right.
and tell the whole thing. Okay, cool, because, I mean, okay.
But you can tell
all
him
right.
that. You can tell
yeah,
him that.
Yeah, I did.
Right, you're
okay.
going
yeah,
to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you're excited about it, and get it. You want his feedback.
Right.
Give me your feedback. I want you to be one of my beta testers on this. I want to, you know, I'm going to put you in the 12-4-2 system now. We'll experience
mm-hmm.
this for a couple of months, and give me some feedback as we do this.
Okay.
You know, what do you
okay.
like about it? What don't you like?
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm going to do that, actually. Okay. By the way, oh, go ahead.
I mean, those guys you bring in under the tent, you show them how it works.
Okay. And then they can become advocates for you, like you're saying. Then they, you know, then they'll start,
exactly.
start spreading the word. If you know you need more, if you know you're after more clients, and what kind of clients you're after, you know.
Right.
Okay. And Rob, let me ask you this. The five-star model, you know, right now it's just me and my client service associate that's going to be working this, that really working hard to get this up and going. My question is, I mean, vice president of planning, I mean, that would be me. When you use these terms, Rob, vice president, I mean, obviously, you know, Morgan
yeah,
Stanley
you
wouldn't.
Right. You can use director or you can use.
Okay. Okay. So it's just basically so the clients see you. You have a role, you have a key, things you're in charge of, basically, right?
And it's to help you to identify what you, if you had five guys on your team, this would be more important. When you have
one guy,
sometimes, you know what we do? We shortcut everything, right? We always, we cut corners. The five-star model keeps you from cutting corners.
Okay. So I'm just making some notes here. All right, good. All right, that's what I wanted to know about that. That's fine. The other thing is, let's just see here. Is asking you...
I like all your questions, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I'm sure you've heard some of them before, for sure. is asking for... Oh, if we get to a point where we do delegate duties, like my business partner signs on with this, he wants to do it. You know, the director of marketing, vice president of marketing, would that be... is asking for introductions, the whole role of asking for introductions, is that kind of the marketing person's role, would you say, like during our client meetings? You know, do you segregate it that? No. Okay.
They're just in charge of it. So I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
Just got off the phone with a really good team. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
World-class team.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around forever, right? How many years? The team itself has been around for probably 35 or 40 years.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. The senior guy has passed away. The younger guys have taken over. Now they got another generation. So they got, you know, they had a guy 70. Now the people on the team are 50, the two principals. And now they have... younger people on the team, 135 and 126.
Huh. Okay.
They have extremely good sales support.
Mm-hmm.
The director of marketing is the 36-year-old younger guy, and he keeps the team on track. So they meet Monday morning at 8:30 and Thursday morning at 8:30, and they go through their pipeline and other issues that are going to come up. It's called a stand-up meeting.
Okay.
A lot of people do these every day.
Mm-hmm.
They do it twice a week, but everybody attends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the younger guy keeps the pipeline. We have this pipeline tool, and Touchstone has the pipeline tool, so they can help you with that. So Will can help you with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of co-developing this pipeline tool. The pipeline tool is brilliant, okay? Because I asked them, why have you been so successful this year? And they said, because of this younger FA, we'll call him Tyler, and the pipeline. And he says, because of the pipeline tool. And, of course, he's filling the pipeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is people – get introductions and then they don't follow up on them or they don't get them because there's no accountability.
Mm-hmm.
These guys brought in 18 new relationships this year. And their minimum is really big. It's a $2 million minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that they did that is because they meet. Now, once a month, they meet together and go through the whole pipeline, every single prospect, where are we on it and how are we going to move it forward? As well as, and I'll talk to you about this later, we have customers and we have clients. In order to be a client, you have to have done a financial plan, you have to listen to us, and you have to pay a fee.
I see. Like an annual recurring fee, that kind of thing?
annual recurring fee, meaning that we're really a consultant to them.
Mm-hmm.
We're on retainer, right?
Right.
They're like
right,
a lawyer on retainer. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's helpful. So they're in charge. Yeah. Going back to the meetings, I mean.
Yeah.
So there's someone in charge, like the marketing guy, the younger guy. He's in charge of the marketing, keeping people sort of knowing what they need to do, and that kind of thing.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
The CA, the brand manager is in charge of making sure the meetings happen, the 12-4-2 mm-hmm. happens. They're in charge of all the scheduling.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. All right. The question that came up. Oh, go ahead.
Everybody has roles and responsibilities. So, you know, in that team, Kim is in charge of planning. Trent is in charge of the implementation or the investment process.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler's in charge of marketing. And they do their jobs really, really well.
So that's a situation where Tyler, just uses, he does the scheduling as opposed to their client service associate or their sales.
He does the marketing. He keeps track of the pipeline.
Too. Okay, that's cool.
Sales,
all right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sherry does the 12-4-2 scheduling.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so so let me ask you, I'm just doing one thing. Okay, so taking it back a minute about the folders. You mentioned either, I think you may have mentioned in your video for the week, Rob, you mentioned the referral tracking page or the introduction tracking page, whatever it's called. It goes into a mini-me folder. What is a mini-me folder?
No, that's for the client.
For the client. Oh, it is for the client. Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Every client gets a folder that's really identical to your folder, except instead of having information about them in it, it's information mm-hmm. about you. It's information about you. So
okay.
On the first page, you know how you open up the folder and the first page on the left for you is all the information about the client.
Yes. Okay.
And the mini-me folder, you open it up. And there's information about you.
And when you say, the mini-me, you mean that's the client folder?
That's right, the client
folder. Oh, I see. Okay.
The one that, sometimes when I say client folder, the FAs don't know, does that mean the one I have or the one they have?
Oh, that's funny. I think of it as them. Okay, all right. So mini-me folder is the client. All right. Is client folder.
So that's why I called it the mini-me folder.
Got it. Okay, that's fine. That makes sense. All right, I think you answered my question. I mentioned to you last call that, you know, some of my best clients are a plane ride away, and you said, okay, well, you know, you set up appointments and go out and get, you know, go out and get new clients through introductions through them. So I guess that can happen one of a few different ways, but ideally before going out, Rob, make sure I'm regurgitating this the way it's supposed to be. Before going out to see them, ideally we would like to set up a few, like some introductions, whether it's a small luncheon with a few different people, whether it's one-on-ones, whatever. That's something we want to kind of do beforehand, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. That's kind of like with the Microsoft. Okay.
Yeah, Microsoft is a gold mine. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean,
it's like,
are you kidding me? If you could get, I mean, your whole business, you know that I, with Eli Lilly in Indianapolis, I had 9 financial advisors earning a full living just on that one company.
Oh, my God. Huge.
Nine.
Yeah, that's huge.
So Microsoft, it's not, you know, you're not in Washington, state of Washington, in their headquarters, but I'm telling you, they got enough people there that you could make a living off of them.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Oh.
See, Boston is a gold mine for technology.
Yeah. I just don't have any clients. I mean, I wish I got a couple of retirees that work for a couple of good companies, but that's it. You know, it's not a whole ton, but.
Right. Here's what typically happens. You get one or two guys from each company and you leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you crazy?
Right. Right.
Right?
No, I hear you. No, I hear you. But it's important. But you know what, Rob? The thing about the supernova is just differentiating you got yourself. I could ask my buddy at Microsoft 2 years ago, and I probably did, hey, you know, who do you know I could talk to? But he wants to feel good passing on a lead to me that, you know, the system is different, right? And is very good.
And
so he'll feel good.
He knows that every single client that he gives to you is mm-hmm. going to get supernova service. They're going to get a financial plan. They're going to get 1242. They're going to get rapid response to their problems.
Yes.
See, you can't control the market, and you tell them that. I can't control the market. Over time, the market earns, I don't know, 7 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
On a good year, we'll be 20. On a bad year, we'll be even. But over time, we're 8%, okay? 8%
yep.
compounding, we're going to double the money every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's year
right.
in, year out over our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay
mm-hmm.
invested. Well, why can't I buy the S&P 500? Because there's the market, and then there's investment psychology.
Right. That's true. That's a big deal. Okay. That's helpful, actually.
Okay.
Yep. Let me ask you this, Rob. In terms of realistic, there's a lot of information here, just through three chapters, and I've been working like crazy to really get this going. Okay. And I know you said keep it simple, but, you know, I hear you, but, you know, it's a lot of work. Cindy said to me last week, look, what you probably want to do is set January as a goal. You want to get at least 10 of your best clients on the Supernova starting in January and get the folders out. What?
No. She's wrong. Don't listen to her. I love her, but she's wrong. You want to do it by December 1st.
By December 1st. Okay. So let me just make a note here. Okay. Bye. Don't throw under the bus, Rob, because I mean, all right, December.
Yeah. And you really want to
okay.
start, you want to, like this guy with Microsoft, you want to start him, you know,
I know.
By next
I
Monday.
Know. I know.
By
seriously.
Next Monday. I mean, it's like you're giving them Christmas gifts.
You're
okay?
absolutely right. Yeah.
You're giving them Hanukkah gifts. Why would you
right.
want to wait?
Hanukkah gifts, exactly. Okay. All right. No. Well, here's the deal. I'm working on getting – so here's what she said to me. Get at least 10 of best clients up and running January 1st and then continue to add to them. But the Supernova says, look, first 20% have already been talked to. I'm close to meeting that number. Next 20% by now, Rob, should be talked to. Now you're talking like 30 clients or so, and I'm just you know, working on getting as many as I can introduced to the program. Some are on vacations and all this stuff.
So
my question to you is, all right, make December 1st a deadline to get going with this, and I agree. But is it realistic to get 40% of my clients, which is 35 people or so, ready by like December or January? I just think that's a huge nut. That's all I'm saying. You know?
I want you 100%.
By when? By when would you say? You're killing me. All right, bye.
I know. We want to be by 8 weeks, we wanted to be fully invested.
So by 8 weeks, 8 weeks of the program, we want to have the letters out to clients, the conversations,
that
right?
That gives you 5 more weeks to be up and running.
So they have the folders in hand, and the calls are starting.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to tell my wife about this because she's not going to see me for the next 4 weeks. All right, that's fine. And the advantage, and I think I know, but explain to me the advantage of doing that as opposed to sort of making, you know, January or February a goal. I mean, I know I want to get things going as soon as possible. Is that the bottom line?
Well, your business will go up by 30%. Your
mm-hmm.
referrals will go up by 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do? Wait? You want to wait to get your business running and going?
I understand. I'm just laughing because it sounds funny. But I understand. It's just with all the work between, you know, weeks and stuff like that, I'm just trying to make myself too crazy. But okay, well, I hear you. Then December 1st, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, especially if I'm working on the high end clients and working all the way down, most of those people could be signed up. I know. Okay. Let me see what other questions
I
have.
Don't waste phone calls. When you call somebody, send them the folder and sign them up.
All right. Okay. All right. That's fine. So, okay.
Sign
so what I've
up.
Got to do, yeah, no,
sign
no,
them
what
up.
I've got to do is just change. All right. So I'm not. I'm just taking. Okay.
Yeah, you're planning on making 3 phone calls when you can make 1.
Okay, that's fine. I'm with you. All right. Now, speaking of that, Rob, what about the clients of ours? I have 80 or 85 clients with 100 million in assets or 95 million in assets. Are we talking, Rob, about signing up all these clients for Supernova? I mean, some of them, Rob, have like 300,000, and I know they're going to drop off.
We're going to sign up everybody, and then we're going to reassign the people that you don't want.
Okay, so start the process even with those smaller clients, and over time I'm getting new, bigger clients, those people drop off, the lower people drop off. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, because you
all right.
Remember, our brand isn't determined by our best clients, but by our worst clients.
Okay, all right, so make a
note. So if you think, I don't want to give Supernova service to this person with 300,000, then
yep.
reassign the person with 300,000. Don't keep somebody that you don't want to serve.
All right. All right. All right. All right. That makes sense. That makes sense. Let me just make a note here. Hang on. Most client. All right. So reassign smaller clients. Okay. Okay. That's helpful. Hang on with me here. Isn't that forcing? Okay, let me keep. All right, I think that's all the questions I had, actually, Rob. Let's see. Okay, no, I think that's a lot of good information here, and I'll get up and running with this. And the other thing is, again, my sales assistant, she's fairly busy. I mean, she's not crazy. She's got some downtime. I don't want to overwhelm her with, you know, making a ton of calls at once, but I think she's going to have to just get this thing, if we're going to get this thing rolling now.
You got to do it.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right. Let me just 1 second. Let me just revisit, make sure I don't have any of the last questions here. Hang on 1 second here. All right. I think we're good.
Sure.
Thank you for the kick in the butt here. I think that I will get going on this. Just trying to think of any questions about the folders. Oh, I did have one last question. In the part of the client folder, Rob, that shows like introductions given, I forget exactly what it says, you know, introductions
yeah.
given or something like that. Do you think, okay, so if I were to get that as a client, a new folder, a red folder, all the cool stuff in there that's helpful, and I have this page, do you think it's sort of putting the cart ahead of the horse? In other words, I wouldn't want to turn off any clients and say to me, they think to themselves,
no,
he's...
Put it in there. I'll show you how it works. It's going to be brilliant.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So put it in there. If I start
yeah.
sending them out like this week, Rob, I just want to be prepared for one or two clients to say, hey, to themselves, like, geez, he's only doing this to get new business. I don't. You know
no,
what I'm
no,
saying?
No. You're doing it so you remember who it is that they referred you to, and then you're going to call them on the anniversary of when they referred you a client, and you're
yes.
going to say, you're going to thank them for it, okay? And you're going to
do that
every year. You think, why would I want to thank him every year for that client?
Oh, for the same client, yeah.
Why would I do that? Does that make any sense? Do you think it makes sense?
Oh, I think it makes sense.
Do you know why? Do you know why it makes sense?
Yeah, because it'll get them thinking. It'll get them thinking again. Well, first, they'll feel good about the decision because they'll say they're a very happy client. And then they'll start thinking again for new clients for us, right?
That's right. Exactly. Brilliant.
So getting back to my original question, if I put something in the client, not my folder, but the mini-me folder,
right.
And
yes.
it says introductions given to me, they
given
would...
Given on your page. You're going to introduce... you're going to introduce people to them.
Oh, wait, are these COIs you're talking about or clients?
Clients.
Oh, I'm going to introduce people to them?
Sure you are. You're a connector. What is a connector?
Oh, yes, you did say that. With mortgages, with other things that they need, other whatever. Like a connector is someone that's in the middle of two people giving people what they need, right? Or what they request, I guess.
Exactly.
The
cardiologist that saves his life is going to be referred to by you.
Yes. Well, I've even done, you know, estate planning. I've restored people to... All right, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Oh,
so
you want
to know who you referred to them and when you did it, mm-hmm. and you want to know who they referred to you. We could call it log of reciprocity.
Oh, I think that's great. That's brilliant. So when they come in for a meeting, I'll have my folder there. And, you know, maybe as part of our conversation, I just say, how did so-and-so work out that I sent to you? Or how did so-and-so work out that, you said, you know, right? I mean, just sort of.
Right. Because you want to know. What if it didn't work out? You want to know.
Right. That's true. Okay, so I haven't looked at my folder yet. I've looked at the client folder, but I haven't looked at my folder yet.
Because you're gonna develop what we call the enthusiastically endorsed list of professionals. So you're going to have mm-hmm. one list of all the top people in every profession, and they're all going to be part of your network. They're going to refer to you, and you're going to refer to them.
Okay. Okay.
And you get this from asking them, oh, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA, attorney, cardiologist, everybody, right?
Oh, I see. Yes. So that's but you know what? You know, one thing, Rob, I'll let you know. This is unfortunate, but we have a mortgage guy that works in Boston. He's been sending us some very good referrals, okay, qualified referrals, Rob. But since Morgan Stanley has their own mortgage department now, they've made it clear to us that we can't, you know, like refer out to mortgage people. And I'm like, this sucks because, you know, we have sent clients to this mortgage guy, and now we really can't because you know, Morgan Stanley kind of has her own internal thing, which, by the way, I ran into a nightmare with the first Morgan Stanley mortgage I did, ran into a nightmare. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because this guy is a good COI, but I don't know. I guess there's not much.
No,
I can
well,
do.
What would be the answer to that?
The answer to that.
You're a connector. Are you not a connector?
I'm not a connector for mortgages, I guess. Well, I would be for here if I wanted to keep using mortgages here, but is that what you're saying? Like,
I'm saying that you can't refer any clients to him, but do you know anybody that's not a client?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, good point. Good point. Yes, I'm sure I hear those from time to time. Yes.
So you probably have 500 people that you know that are not clients.
Right. Let me make a note of that. Oh, wow, Rob. That's helpful, actually, because it wasn't on the front burner here. So refer non-clients, yes, to Felix. Okay. Good. Thank you. That's helpful, actually. All right. All right.
And
that's good.
And that's what you tell him. Say, you know, I've only got 100 clients, but I know 1,000 people. So
right.
Of course I can.
No, it's true. You're right.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, I think that's on my folder, Rob, is there I shouldn't ask you, I should look at my notes, but I think there must be a place for people that have referred to clients, right, in my folder. Well, if there is,
yes.
One in there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Referred in and referred out. Right.
That's important. Okay, excellent. All right, Rob. Well, I'll email with you any follow-up questions I have. But this has been very helpful, and I will get on the horn here.
You see why you want to. You literally want to go through each page with a client as you are teaching them why it's in there. Each page is really important, and each page has a story unto itself. So
yes, each page in the client folder.
Yeah, I have a client that just closed a $30 million client. And he told me he goes through every single page of the client folder, the mini-me folder,
mm-hmm.
before he ever, when he's prospecting them, okay? He presented at a, you know, there were, it was a beauty contest, so a bunch of people were presenting. He gave the person the mini-me folder, went through every page, and then even gave them a date and time for starting
for the first call.
The first call. And
yeah.
It was a prospect. And it was a prospect. And guess what? Of the five people, the prospect chose him.
Right. That's a great story. Yeah. You mentioned that before. That's a great story. Yeah.
Isn't that a great story? Beautiful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, great.
We call that the puppy dog close. You give them the folder and let them take it home.
Well, you know, you're very consistent with your messages, Rob, because, you know, what you say, I see in the book, I see in your videos. So this stuff works. It's just a matter of incorporating it as soon as possible. So
that's right.
All right. Well, this sounds good. And I guess, let's see. I guess the only other comment I have is, like, if some clients that are paying me a retainer for some of their money and they're not paying a retainer for the other part of their money simply because I've kept it a commission-based sort of transaction-based account, I think eventually, you know, I think all that stuff's going to be managed. I just have to, you know, it's all going to be managed. I just need to make that a priority, you know. I'm still in the old school for some of the money, but I got to make that a priority, you know.
Well,
all right, my friend. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. All right.
All right. Take care. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.